Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 303 of Heroes Unlimited. We're still in the psionic abilities section, and we're still in the physical psionic abilities, so we're discussing all kinds of ways you can enhance your human body, or your alien body as the case may be, using the powers of the mind. There's a lot of mind over matter kind of stuff here. We're not at super psionics yet, which are more like comic book psionics, big flashy powers. We're still kind of talking about low-key, paranormal mystery, X-Files kind of stuff. And so these powers tend to be pretty low-key, pretty limited, and that's thematically appropriate most of the time. Ectoplasm is a bit of a flashy power to be so weak, but I love it nonetheless. We've spent a couple days talking about it, no need to belabor it, but I do like it. This page has what I think is more characteristic of this section. It's got night vision, so you can just see a little better in the dark, like a cat, kind of. We've got summon inner strength, which allows you to temporarily boost your SDC, your hardiness against poisons, allows you to ignore the effects of fatigue for 10 minutes per level. We've got telekinesis at a pretty low level. Spontaneous combustion, but it's not like you immolate someone. You just make a little spark to start a little fire. And we have a bunch of resist powers. These are psychic mind over matter powers that allow you to resist the effects on your body of various detrimental conditions. You can resist fatigue, resist hunger, and resist thirst. The thing about these mind over matter powers, and as self-described, like resist fatigue and resist hunger call out that they are mind over matter powers. The thing about them is that their theme demands that they affect your functioning, but they don't get into like the nitty-gritty of changing your body. This isn't like adapt to environment where, you know, you land on a desert planet and then after spending 6 hours in a coma or whatever, you wake up and you've got a hump like a camel, so now you can handle being denied water physically. This is more like you're dying of thirst, but you're fine with it. You know, you're okay, you're above it, more so than you're immune to it. Resist thirst is an imprecise name for this power. Too cool for thirst would maybe be better. As a result of this design approach, these powers all do basically the same thing, which is to allow you to operate without resources that a human being would normally need to survive, but the wear and tear on your body does take place and is permanent. This is various degrees of ridiculous, depending on the power. Like for resist fatigue, it's fair enough. Quote, a mind over matter discipline which enables the character to engage in physical activity without suffering from exhaustion. Although fatigue is temporarily suspended, the psychic will feel extremely tired and may even collapse when the psi power's time limit lapses. And this lasts for 1 hour plus 20 minutes per level of experience. So a mid-level character, say level 5, you're talking about, what, 2 hours, 40 minutes, something like that? If you're on the brink of exhaustion, 4 inner strength points, you can operate for an hour and 40 minutes at peak efficiency despite being physically dead on your feet. But then afterward, you're going to be wiped. Fair enough. Low fantasy. This is like low-key sci-fi, kind of low-key occult, like paranormal storytelling. Fair enough. Because running around for an hour and a half while you're dead tired will not, in fact, literally kill you. Not so with resist thirst. Here's how that power works. Quote, this ability is fundamentally the same as the resist hunger psi power, except it applies to the consumption of water. It does not negate the long-range damage from dehydration and can result in a coma after 20 days of deprivation. Now note that it says the same as resist hunger, right? Up under resist hunger, it says, it is important to point out that while the psi power makes the person not feel hungry, the body is burning vital sustenance, which could result in malnutrition or starvation. So the effects are happening, right? The effects of not having water in your system are happening. It's just that you are unimpaired by those effects while the power is active, which, by the way, has a duration of 6 hours. Now, it says that after 20 days of water deprivation, you may fall into a coma. Obviously, that's a really long time to operate without water. Good for you. Top-notch psionics, A+. But after like 4 days, you're kind of on borrowed time, aren't you? Like, unless you've got a lot of unfinished business right now, maybe just let it go. Because the minute this power lapses, you drop dead, I think. I mean, you're not coming back from the, quote, long-range damage from dehydration from, like, 5 days without water. You're basically the walking dead after day 4. But I guess that's fair enough. You know, you might be in a situation if you're a player character where you've been without water for 4 days, you now know you're going to lose this character effectively, short of divine intervention, but you got to keep fighting. You got to keep sticking it to evil, so you're going to go as long as you can. Give your character a big dramatic exit. During those, you know, 20 days or whatever that you have, based on this power, your character will continue to be playable and make a certain degree of sense, as far as superhero games go. Meanwhile, with Resist Hunger, and this is the dumbest thing on this page, the horrific attrition of hunger with this power, it's going to put your character through some changes. Quote, another mind over matter discipline that subdues any feeling of hunger, allowing the character to function at full effectiveness without nourishment. It is important to point out that while the psi power makes the person not feel hungry, the body is burning vital sustenance, which could result in malnutrition or starvation. Character loses 3 pounds of weight per day. Note, a psychic can survive without food for up to 60 days, functioning as normal by continually using resist hunger. On day 61, the character will lapse into a coma. So, the good news is, you can make it all the way to day 60. If you are without food, if you are stranded, Shrubbo isn't here for you to eat his limbs, you're out of ration packs, 60 days with no sustenance, and then you get rescued, you could still pull through. But it's really going to be touch and go. You're going to be lying in, not to say filling out, that hospital bed, and you know, your wife is going to walk in and ask the doctor, like, how is he, doctor? And the doctor's going to be like, not good, not good. He's lost about 180 pounds. He's he's only 20 pounds now. That's very low for a man of 6'3". Much lower than we recommend. Healthy for a mid-sized dog, mind you. But for a man over 6 feet, 20 pounds is, well, it's going to be a long road back. But we're doing our best. We've found him some doll clothes to wear. That's why you'll see he's in the frilly dress right now. It's really all that we had. We don't normally stock hospital gowns in an American Girl doll size, so we had to make do. 20 pounds. You lose 3 pounds a day. For 60 days, you lose 180 pounds of weight. I mean, this guy's lucky he was 6'3". If you're a psychic woman of small stature surviving 2 months without food, you could be down to nothing by the time they find you, just operating on sheer grit alone. Just wild-eyed, wandering around this desert island in a constant psychic state of fury. Just like, I'm 5'1", I am 0 pounds, I haven't eaten food in 2 months, and I'm going to fucking make it. I think the math on this is the dumbest thing on this page. Without the 3 pound number, we could assume that like you're losing some weight, but maybe it's not quite as much weight as you otherwise would have lost. But with that number, it is truly a goofy image, a worthy addition to the list of stupid psychic powers that we are quickly accruing. If it just didn't specify 3 pounds, then you could skin it in like a dramatic way. I can imagine the chapter of the paranormal novel where this woman is stalking around like she's possessed because she's using her psychic powers to remain whole in body despite the lack of food. But you specify that 3 pounds, we've driven off the edge of drama into the swimming pool of farce. Speaking of, join me next time to learn how you too can use your psychic powers to dislocate your shoulder and lose your keys on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is MegaDumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.